For decades, an abandoned paper mill sat in the center of Lincoln, a reminder of a long-lost economic engine. But now, tourism helps fuel Lincoln's economy, and a new luxury resort is about to open at the mill site. NHPR's Chris Jensen reports.
Butch Burbank says it's been depressing driving past the old paper mill, which closed in 1981. It was a reminder of a prosperous past and a questionable future. But now, there's a new building there. It's called Riverwalk at Loon Mountain, and it opens in June.
For someone that's lived in this area all my life and remembers the old mill and what was there and what's going up now, it is pretty exciting.
Developers are starting with 80 condominiums, a spa, health club, restaurant, game room, 2 heated swimming pools, and a winery, says Dennis Ducharme, one of the owners.
This phase here was about $30 million.
About $10 million of that is coming from a source rarely used in New Hampshire, EB-5 funds channeled through the Invest New Hampshire Regional Center in Campton. EB-5 is a federal program guaranteeing that foreigners who invest in job-creating businesses will receive a green card for themselves and close family members. Ducharme says being in the center of town means owners and guests can walk to restaurants and shops, but for skiing, they'll still have to drive to Loon. Ducharme wants to build a chairlift from the new Riverwalk Resort to the ski slopes. But that requires Loon to go ahead with a South Peak expansion. And a spokesman for the ski resort says there is, quote, no established timeline for that. Ducharme says he has financing for a second phase with more condos, a conference center, and an expanded restaurant and spa. Construction is expected to begin about a year from now. And all this means jobs, he says.
On site with phase one and phase two will be about 140 jobs.
Riverwalk's a huge and welcome investment, says Chris Wellington, the CEO of the Grafton County Economic Development Council. It lent the project about $475,000.
It offers kind of a new opportunity for people looking to purchase condominiums, whether it's year-round or on a stay.
Butch Burbank, who's also the town manager, says it's not clear yet what the resort will mean to Lincoln in new taxes, but the developers didn't ask for a tax abatement. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.